Brigadier Panwar is my name, coming from Bastar, where a very strong Maoist movement is taking place. 231 districts of our nation are in various degree of violence, and in Delhi too, three districts are affected. SRK's magic is required in central India. The people who are dispossessed, deprived, saved. We were looking for our two meals when the great Mughals were here. When the British were here, we were doing the same thing, menial servants. Independence has come. We're still looking for our two meals.
Sir, please get to your question. Sorry, sir.
Can Shah Rukh Khan do something for entertainment of these people? Can he make movies for them? Can he bring them up and take them away from the barrel of the gun?
It's a tall order to make movies for any specific group of people, but I would like to believe the kind of cinema that I do, jo filmein main karta hu, usme koshish yahi rehti hai ki jitne bhi log hamare desh ke hain, jo dukhi hain, jo sukhi hain, jo khush hain, jo bure hal mein hain, acche hal mein hain, jo shayad afford bhi nahi kar sakte, but the desire and the drive for waking up every morning, wearing makeup and working tirelessly for the last 20 years, about 16 hours a day, is so that I can bring as many smiles to as many faces as possible. And that is the God's honest truth. I don't work for anything. That's why I openly can joke about myself the way I dance at weddings, etc. I work in films only and truly so that I can say thank you to all the people who've given me this opportunity to act. And the people of Bastar, as you mentioned, and all the districts who are affected, I would love to do cinema for them. But I truly believe specific cinema for specific people is not what actually makes everyone happy. I should just make a film which involves all the kind of emotions, all the kinds of happinesses and sadnesses that appeal to every sensibility. You see, the language, the lines, the heroes, the heroines, the stories, the dialogues don't matter. The stories have been the same for the last 100 years of cinema. What actually appeals to people is the honesty, the undercurrent of common emotions, the universality of the love that we talk about, and hope. So I hope I continue to do that, and inshallah, I will be able to reach out to as many people and all the people in those districts that are affected also.
Taking on further from what you're saying, Shah Rukh, you are one of the highest taxpayers you have been for many, many years. And given the amount of corruption that's going on right now, let me pose to you, if you were Prime Minister for a term, let's say you were, what would you do?
I would go for a holiday right now. In a place nobody knows. I don't know, I truly believe, you know, just being honest on our own, and this is a very, very big thing for me to say. It's not in my place to say something like this, but you know me, I'll say anything. So I truly believe that, you know, just being honest yourself is not an important aspect. I think that the people who work under you in your office, in your house, they also follow the same system. Just not being knowledgeable about the wrongdoings in your office does not in any which way not make you responsible for it. I think if I was the Prime Minister, which is not a bad idea as we sit here. But if I was a Prime Minister, I would make sure, and as I'm sure our Prime Minister is doing, he's a gentleman, he's a wonderful gentleman. I think absolutely above corruption and honest, great gentleman whenever I've met him. And I think he must be doing is to just be able to figure out, look at every aspect of the people working under him, under the government, take them out. It will take time. I think what we need to do personally is give time. You know, it requires a lot of time to weed out corruption. It's in the veins and nerves of all of us. It's a part and parcel of our lifestyles. So I would try to do that. But it's a very tall order, and I think we need to give any government which comes into power or which is in power some time to be able to weed it out.
As always, honest and simple solutions from Shah Rukh.
I could do chaiya chaiya in the office otherwise.
Yes, at the back there, the lady at the back there. Please, let's have a mic there.
Hi, Shah Rukh. My name is Rita Madan.
Hi, Rita.
You just mentioned that you work 16 hours a day to bring smiles to people's face. I want to know who brings smiles to your face.
My in-laws are here, so I won't tell all the names, but... No, but my kids do. My kids bring a lot of smiles to my face. I think I feel really thrilled and happy because when I was being trained as an actor, the first thing I thought of was that I should be able to hold the attention of youngsters, little kids, because they are the most honest audience that you can get in the world, in every aspect of public appearance. So I'm very happy that my kids find me interesting. My daughter's here in Delhi, and she just sent me a message, though she loves my mother-in-law. But she just said, I'm getting very bored here, Papa. Come and entertain me. So I'm going to go and entertain her. My kids do truly bring the best smiles that I have ever experienced in my life.
Yes, the gentleman right here. While he gets ready, I'm going to ask a Twitter question because we've had a flood, as you can imagine, of tweets. Kshitij Chaudhary wants to know, do you wish that you could have your privacy back?
No, not at all. Not at all. I said this in one interview in my documentary that all my life I have worked so that I can be recognized. I want thousands of people to scream my name out when I get off the airport. I want girls and little children to tear my clothes off. I've worked very hard for this, and then I find it very stupid when I see stars wear dark glasses to hide their faces. I think I want to be recognized. Given a chance, I'd give my left arm and right arm to be recognized and have no privacy. I want to be known, I want to be disturbed, I want to be troubled by as many people for as many years possible.
That's given a free license to everyone here to take photos with him afterwards.
Yeah, and like this, yeah.
Oh, I just saw that. Yes.
Shahrukh, my name is Sunil Sethi. I'm from the Fashion Design Council of India. You sounded too serious, and we like you as you are now. Do you agree with the other serious people in your fraternity who say, don't call us Bollywood, and yet after so many years, you're not part of an industry, so-called?
No, I'm not a serious guy at all, but whenever I go to a serious function or a gathering like the India Today Conclave, which I've been told is a very serious gathering. So I'm really restricted by my wife. She says, don't speak stupid, don't try to be funny. People who are funny are considered jokers and jesters. They're not taken seriously. But let me tell you, I'm a highly intelligent guy. I'm so smart, I could be smart as he actually. But I need to control myself, and I have no problem. See, Bollywood is now, you could fight this earlier. I used to find it strange that it's just a like you have Lollywood, you have Tollywood, you have Bollywood, and you'll just go on like this. But now it's been accepted. It has actually become more of a, I don't know, it's like a noun now. It's just a term. I don't take it too seriously. I myself call it Bollywood. When I say Bollywood, I mean Mumbai, actually. The Indian film industry is the right way to talk about cinema in India, I think. But I don't take it very seriously now. And ironically, I think the word Bollywood has been patented by an American company. We Indians missed the boat there, too.
Thank you.
Yes, last couple of questions. The gentleman here, please.
Hi, Shahrukh. I'm J.C. Ladda from the Aditya Birla Group.
Hello, sir.
See, what has been the most challenging moment in your personal life which impacted you professionally?
I don't know. I think I have had a series of injuries in the last 6-7 years. I've had a big spine surgery. I've had this major shoulder surgery, a couple of knee surgeries, ankle surgeries. I'm now kind of bionic. Only titanium and funny screws in my body all over. I think at times the only thing that I don't like being taken away from me is my energy and active lifestyle. I'm frisky, and is that the right term to say?
Yes, absolutely. You can say anything.
Okay, it's okay. I didn't mean sensually. I meant frisky. Otherwise,
you meant it all, Shahrukh. Don't lie.
Okay, quail knows. But I like an active lifestyle. I like to work very hard. I consider myself what I call the labor class. I'm hands-on kind of person. I want to keep working the whole day round. And when that is taken away from me, I think it affects me a lot mentally. It gives me a lot of sadness. And I think that percolates down to my family. And I kind of make everyone very sad and disturbed, including my in-laws. Everybody gets very disturbed, and then everything very slow and sad in my house. And that affects me. So that has been plaguing me for the last, 5-6 years. But now I have scientifically resolved it through astrology. I'm wearing this ring, which they claim I will never get hurt again. So now I know that, you know, being the scientific mind that I am, I've sorted this out.
We have a corner from the in-laws corner. A question from the in-laws corner.
I'm not privileged enough to be Shah Rukh's in-law family. Shah Rukh, my question...
If you have a pretty daughter, we can try.
I thought Gauri warned
you. I'm ready to try.
Your mom's sitting right there.
Okay. Shah Rukh, would you agree that even at the worst of times in the political history of India, Bollywood has managed to stay away from communal polarization, and its films have been consistent in giving the message of communal harmony, oneness of all beings, no matter what their religion, race, caste? If so, how and why? What do you think is the secret?
You know, it's a... If you can make it as simple as, a gathering of friends, or even a family get-together where you don't have friends but acquaintances, and you sit down to have a good evening and enjoy with each other. I think the Indian film industry and Bollywood, I'm part of that more, so I can speak on those terms. I think when you start making a film, you kind of become that kind of family or friends or acquaintances, where the goal is only to be able to entertain. Of course, the reasons for that, for the producer is to make money, for the actor is to become a bigger star, for the actress is to do well, you know, everybody's got their reasons. But the final goal is to make the same film that will please a lot of people. So the bottom line for our success is that a lot of people should like what we are saying. And, you know, Indian cinema is very unique, that it has to be liked by the 2-year-old in the house and the 80-year-old grandmother also. So it is kind of a variety program. It's like a cabaret where everything has to be put in. And I think it's a very intelligent director or producer who gets everyone to, like a film like Three Idiots or say Kuch Kuch Hota Hai or say Munna Bhai. You know, these are really loved films where everybody has loved them. And, you know, in that goal or in the strive to reach that, the small issues of, which community we belong to, what religion, what color, what caste, I think it just gets completely trampled. And I think, as a matter of fact, in India, if it comes down to normal people, that really is the truth of the matter. Yeah. But I think politicians, as I've always said, and I think all of you know, do use religion as an agenda. And I think it is the lowest, cheapest, dirtiest trick in the world to use religion or communal... It really is. I mean, I really believe that the younger people, and I like to believe I'm also kind of that side still, But I really believe that there should be a set of people amongst all of us who should get together. And I think this is very utopian maybe, but I think the agendas of leadership need to change to more development, studies, education, women upliftment. I think we just keep talking about it, but these are all social issues which we keep. But I think they should become major political issues instead of saying Hindu, Muslim, black, white, colorful. I think it's really, really low down and dirty. And I'm married to a Hindu lady. I'm myself a Muslim by birth, and my kids know all the religions. I'm very proud of that, and I think that's the way they should be brought up. And anyone of any religious faction, if has an issue with that, I'm ready to face them. Religion is a very personal thing. It's about faith. It's about you and your God. And I don't think anyone in this world has the right to come in between you and your God, especially politicians.
The gentleman has had his hand up all through your answer, so I'm going to... And after that, I'm really sorry I see all sorts of hands, but you're going to have to accost him on your own.
Namaste. So your name is Khan. My name is Bjorn. I'm from Denmark, so I should not know you, but I do. Worse still, I'm in your age group, so I should ignore you, but I don't. So there's quite a few of us who know you and do not ignore you. And we now know that you are known for your films, for your sense of humor, and for your, well, scientific approach at times. Now, how would you like us to remember you?
I don't know. I'd like to be, at this age, I'm passing through midlife crisis. I'm turning 46. So there are things I do which everyone tells me is midlife crisis-like. But I have started doing one of the things is to think that, how do I want to be remembered? If at all, I do good enough work to be remembered. And I'd like to be remembered with one line that, sorry, speaking in third person, but here is Shah Rukh Khan. He should be remembered for the fact that he tried, and he tried very hard in whatever I did. So, yeah.
Okay, the very last question. I'm going to give the privilege to the organizer, Kalipuri.
Hi. So a lot of people, I think, want to know, and I'm going to ask it, is there a six-pack still hiding underneath that sharp suit?
Yeah, the four-pack is there.
Oh!
Woo! Six. We say in Delhi, we say, हाथ कंगन को आरसी क्या पढ़े लिखे को फारसी क्या और भी अगर ज्यादा इंटरव्यू लेना है तो बता वो भी दिखा दूंगा मैं
थैंक यू शाहरुख थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग एंटरटेनिंग डिलीवरिंग एंड शेयरिंग योर साइंटिफिक व्यूज नो बट सीरियसली टू कम एंड एक्चुअली स्टेप अप टू द ओकेजंस लाइक पीपल से Oh, you know, Shahrukh is too serious. Well, this is the other side of Shahrukh. He is definitely a thinking man. He speaks honestly and he speaks simply. And I've never known him not to speak the truth. So thank you, Shahrukh. Thank you very much. And thank you, audience.
And thank you very much. A lot of my friends here. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Arun Saab again and Kali and Koyal and Kaveri and everyone involved here and all of you for being so patient and listening to me and lots of friends and... So lots of love to you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it because it's very seldom that I get to take myself seriously. So thank you very much for seriously listening to me. God bless you all, and have a very, very good life. Thank you.